State testing is coming. Hey, special ed teacher. In today's episode, I'll be giving you 6 steps to ensure that you're prepped and ready to go before that first day of testing. But before we get into it, if you haven't yet, be sure to go ahead and grab my free IEP checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will get you prepped and ready to go before that next IEP. I'll go ahead and share the link in the show notes. All right, here we go. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. As a new teacher, I had no clue what to do to get my students ready for that big test of the year. I just had the testing coordinator ask me about my students' accommodations, and they would go ahead and set us up in the computer lab, and then we just tested. That was it. Every year, it would be so difficult to have my students just stare at me like a deer in a headlights, because it is not an easy test for them at all. And I could only help them so much. It wasn't until having more trainings, familiarizing myself more with the state test, learning about the various accommodations, and then collaborating with the test coordinator when I finally developed a flow of how to get my students with special needs prepped as much as I could before that end of the year testing came upon us. All right, so here we go. State testing is coming. How to prep now for the state test as a special education teacher. Here are 6 steps with step number 1, review state test accommodations. Check your state grade level requirements of what grades are to take the state test. Here in California, it's grades 3rd and up. They will be tested in language arts and math. There's also the science state test, and only certain grade levels get to take the state science test. Here in California, it's 5th, 7th, and 11th. After knowing what grades are to take the test, then you need to review your students' state test accommodations in their IEPs, or review their IEP at a glance for a summary of it. It should be listed on the statewide assessments page of your student's IEP. You'll notice there are accommodations that are under the category embedded and non-embedded. To the California Department of Education website, the difference between embedded and non-embedded supports are embedded universal tools, designated supports, and accommodations are delivered through the online test delivery system student interface. Examples of embedded supports are text-to-speech, an on-screen calculator, or a digital notepad. Non-embedded supports are those that must be provided by the schools locally, such as a handheld calculator, abacus, or scratch paper. For my own records, I like to print statewide assessment IEP pages for each of my students. If teaching, resource, or pushing into the classroom, it would be a good idea to print the teachers another IEP at a glance and specifically highlight the accommodations. So for number 1 is review state test accommodations. State testing is coming. How to prep now for the state assessment as a special education teacher. For step number 2 is contact the test coordinator. Hopefully you have already communicated with the test coordinator about the state accommodations of your students. Both of you are to collaborate to ensure that the accommodations are in place. See how the coordinator would like to check accommodations. Do you need to create a meeting together? Would they like a copy of your student's IEP? In the past, the test coordinator has asked me for just a copy of the accommodations page for each student. Another has asked for a Word document listing accommodations. You and the coordinator need to team up and communicate what will work best for you both. So for step number two is to contact your test coordinator. State testing is coming. How to prep now for the state assessment as a special education teacher. For step number three is practice test questions. Here in California, our students are state tested under the CASP, also known as the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress. Check your state's testing site, but there are practice tests and questions on the site that are great for all students. This will familiarize them and how the interface and dashboard looks like, what links to click to go to their next question, but most importantly, learn the verbiage of how the test questions are asked. The test site has video tutorials for you to get familiar with the test and the practice questions. I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes. The sooner you can familiarize your students to the practice questions, the more prepared they'll be when state testing begins. So for step number three is to practice test questions. State testing is coming. How to prep now for the state test as a special education teacher. For step number four is begin practicing embedded testing tools. While you are practicing those test questions, this is a perfect opportunity to begin using and practicing those embedded testing tools. Remember, embedded tools can be accessed during the student interface while taking the state test. Some of these embedded tools are text-to-speech or a digital notepad. To set up all students for success, practicing those embedded tools now will familiarize the students before the test comes. Then your students will be able to focus on the questions instead of how to use or access a certain tool. So for step number four is to begin practicing embedded testing tools. State testing is coming. How to prep now for the state assessment as a special education teacher. For step number five is prep non-embedded tools. Non-embedded tools are tools that we provide as the teacher or school to the student before testing. Some of these non-embedded tools are a multiplication chart, scratch paper, and handheld calculators. Go ahead and review your students' non-embedded tools and begin prepping those materials as soon as you can. How many multiplication charts do you need? How much scratch paper? Some materials can be printed right off the testing website. I know for CASP, it has this feature for multiplication charts. Even prep extra pencils and erasers. Having everything and or your materials prepped and ready to go will make the first day of testing run smoother. So for step number five is to prep non-embedded tools. State testing is coming. How to prep now for the state assessment as a special education teacher. Last but not least is number six. Please prep and decide on a test schedule that you will be using with your students. I need to suggest that starting on the very first day that the window opens is highly, highly recommended. The sooner, the better. Depending on how you'd like to work it out with your administrator or testing coordinator, and if you're in the SCC classroom or resource room, when I was in the SCC class, we would test daily after recess, a time when I knew they were awake and alert. Other schools have a testing schedule with when to sign up. Check with your admin on this, but as a resource teacher, I completely stopped instructing with my students to have them test with me during their RSP sessions. That's if their accommodations in their IEP says to have them test in a separate setting. I continue to pull them out during their regular sessions, but have them bring their computer every single time until they're done testing. So for step number 6 is to decide on a test schedule. All right, I hope that these steps will help get you started with prepping for that state test. Let's go ahead and recap. State testing is coming, how to prep now for the state assessment as a special education teacher. For step number 1, review state test accommodations. Step number 2, contact the test coordinator. Step number 3, practice test questions. Number 4, begin practicing embedded testing tools. Number 5, prep non-embedded tools. And step number 6, decide on a test schedule. I would love it if you could go ahead and tell me how you prep for the state test every year. Let me know in our free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. And also remember, if you haven't yet, be sure to grab my free IEP checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will get you prepped and ready to go before your next IEP. I'll go ahead and share a link in the show notes. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.